Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance when we're able. We'll routine to call a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-able. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off to mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
Oh, didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't...
You receive the atomic bird to the ass.
Bird. Oh boy, that sounded bad.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Hey, 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 King Shazam the Turtle.
Shazam the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
A wing, a wet, a wing, a wet, a wing, a wet, a wing, a wet, a wing. She's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
whiskey and I own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. But we grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hello everybody, it's old King Shaziz the Terrible. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table here. This morning I had to rule with an iron fist. Let's tell you about what I'm talking about here. I gotta hit this button there, that's driving me nuts. Yay, got it fixed. Plus I had a crash, sorry about that at the beginning of the show there. Anyway, if you happen to notice, which may or may not have, there was a link on the Knights of the Round Table over here on Shaziz Radio for AMTV off of YouTube. Well, you know, I will post a link on Shaziz Radio for any network out there that is doing good work for people. I will post if you got some sort of charity going on. If there's some sort of fundraiser that needs to be addressed or whatever, then I will post that, you know. But when the alternative media starts to become propagandized like the America mainstream media, then I'm gonna pull it out. That's all there is to it. You know, you should love your country. Whatever country you're from, if you're from Ireland, Scotland, Russia, Germany, you should love your country. You know, what you shouldn't love is people, corruption in your country. I can understand pointing out corruption. I can understand pointing out crime and bringing these things to light to address address the problems and the needs of your country. But when AMTV became essentially an America bashing channel, as opposed to, you know, just exposing crime and corruption and such, then that's whenever I made the decision that, you know, that's no longer what Shaziz Radio wants to represent. I'm not going to promote a channel that is bashing my country. You know, I could expect it from YouTube channels such as RT, you know, they're continuously America bashing, but I don't promote RT. You know, there's sometimes I don't mind watching to see things that are going on, things that are being said, but I'm not going to subscribe to them. I'm not going to promote their deal as long as the message that they've got coming out is a slanted towards nothing but strictly bashing America. I am America. I'm the average Joe. You know, my government is corrupt. You know, my government is not representing me, and is not representing the majority of the people. You know, I don't agree with everything that's going on in Russia, but you know what? There's a lot of good people in Russia. I don't agree with everything that's going on in Ireland or Scotland or Canada or any of the other nations around the world. However, I won't bash any of these other nations. I won't, from the inside or the outside, bash any of these nations, because I know that the nation, the government, does not make the nation. It is the average Joe that makes the nation. It is the average American who makes America. And so with that said, along with America bashing, you have within America, Americans bashing America, and you also have Americans bashing Christians, and Christians getting bashed all over the world. I'm not Muslim, and I don't agree with everything the Muslims say, but I'm not going to bash the Muslims. I'm not Buddhist, I'm not Catholic, I don't agree with everything the Catholics have going on, but I'm not going to bash the Catholics either. I'm not going to bash anybody because they're white, they're black, or yellow, or whatever color they come from, whatever political background. You know, that's not what Shaziz Radio Network's all about. Shaziz Radio Network and the Knights of the Round Table is to bring nations together, to bring individuals from all different nations, brilliant minds to the table, address problems around the world, and do something positive, constructive, to enact solutions that we come up with together to make this world a better place. So with that said, I have pulled the advertisement that I had for America, AMTV, alternative, I can't even say it now, it's frustrating. And so, if you got a network out there and you want a link on Shaziz Radio, it's as simple as telling me you're going to do something good out there, or just asking. I will post links for you. I will post links for you know, charities, anything that you believe is going to put. What do we got going on there? Somebody mute your mic. Mute your mic. You're killing me.
I'm here. Testing.
Mute your mic.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you mute your mic? You got some background noise going.
Yes, sir. I can.
Thank you. Anyway, sorry about that, folks. Basically, what I'm trying to say is Shaziz Radio is everyone's network, and on this network, I won't tolerate anybody bashing anybody. You know, it's just that simple. And so, you know, with that said, if you're a Muslim, you know, be a Muslim, be proud of being a Muslim. If you're a Christian, be a Christian, be proud of being a Christian. Don't force your beliefs on nobody, but in the same sense, don't lay down and not believe what it is that you believe just because somebody else doesn't like what you have to say. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that, and we've got a whole crowd of knights on the round table here, so with that said, let's see who all we got in here. Coltis, are you there?
I most certainly am, mate. So we're joined this morning by Honourable Knight Minko, Knight Tom, and the new Knight Ryan, who is dying to meet you, Shaziz.
Yeah, I am.
We've got one other deal here. We got another website out there that's actually rebroadcasting right now. And so I'm going to go ahead and put that link in the chat rooms for everybody. I can't even see it. My eyes aren't working right. I'm going to put this link in there. Somebody read that out for me.
When I see a link, I shall read it. Okay, if anyone else can pronounce that, they can go for their life.
I don't even see it up here.
Yeah, it's
it is www.tirnasaor.com.
So with that said,
NASA.
Well, welcome to them.
Sorry if we're mispronouncing that. We need some phonetic help.
Yeah, my eyes just aren't focusing.
That's the plonk.
Yeah, whatever it was. Anyway, what did you guys think about what I was talking about there?
Here comes the test. Who was listening?
Was anybody listening?
I was listening. I agree with that. I don't think anybody should really take it out on anybody else, you know, if they don't necessarily believe in what religion or anything that they support.
As Ryan and I was discussing the other day, it doesn't matter whether you want to believe in God or put your faith in a rock. As long as you're not hurting anyone, do whatever you like. And so if you're out there bashing another country, then you're hurting people. Knock it off. Simple.
Yeah, because the average Joe, like I said, the average Joe is what represents America. It's not the government out there. The government's the minority. Now, they're not out there representing us by any means. Not by my standards anyway. You know, maybe somebody out there likes being abused and having their rights slowly picked away. But we all know that there's a movement going on out there to pretty much, I'm just going to say, enslave the world with their financial system and the corruption that they got going on. But it's going to be up to the average Joe to do something about it. Now, I could sit around and bash America and say, oh, America did this, America did that, but that's my country. I'm talking about myself when I'm doing that. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, at the end of the day, what a government does and what the individual population of the country does are two totally separate things. Like we've discussed 100 times here on the show, you know, the American government is sending people to war, but we don't want to fight those people. Like, if given the opportunity to go over and meet someone from Israel, you know, hey, come over and have a barbecue, mate. You know, it's not about, you know, I want to come and kill your family. No one ever wants to hurt anybody else. Some people are brainwashed, others are forced into, you know, and that's the bottom line. None of us are actually interested in fighting a war. We just want to live our lives, you know. Not even go to work every day, but for lack of a better example, you know, go to work.
One of the things that was said in this particular video that got under my skin was that, you know, America's going to lose World War III. Well, everyone is going to lose World War III. Nobody is going to win.
Everyone loses a war.
Yeah, nobody wins a war. You know, there's somebody who walks away alive, and basically they had their say, but nobody wins. Matter of fact, a lot of people lose. And during World War III, if it turns out to be a thermonuclear conflict, everyone loses. You know?
That's what I was just going to bring up. Like, these days, everybody will be so excited there to hit their big red button, and by the time the big red button's hit and somebody else's radar picks a intercontinental ballistic missile coming up from one nation and traveling across the air, and they're all going to start hitting their buttons, and it's going to be a mad chain reaction.
Well, you know, that's true, and one of the things that really scares me about that whole scenario is I didn't have a vote in that deal, and my grandkids didn't have a vote in that deal. Your grandkids and your family, your moms, your sisters, your brothers, they didn't have a vote in that deal. It's not the average Irishman or Scottishman or Canadian or American or Russian that wants this kind of stuff, you know. These guys are supposedly out there representing us. They got this false war on terror going, which 9 times out of 10 usually ends up being their own particular government that's being the terrorist. and then the average Joe pays the price. Well, we gotta take away your rights because, you know, for safety purposes, you know. I almost said something bad.
I'm down, Shaziz.
I believe they change the ethnic group that we're supposed to hate. You know, I mean, it started what it was the Germans and the Japanese, and then, you know, it turned into the terrorists and the Russians, and then now it's Arabs, and, you know,
racism is a taught behavior.
Yeah. 10 years from now, it's going to change. You know, we're gonna be hating, you know.
Yeah,
Eskimos, you know, they're the new threat. I mean, you know.
Let's fly an airplane into this building and we'll blame it on these people, and, you know, everyone's going to hate them, and then it's going to be easy to go and invade their country.
But have you noticed
that? The way that happened?
But have you noticed that every single one of these groups that ends up getting hated has got some sort of really good resource? There's diamonds or oil or gold or silver on their land.
Well, that's why we're in Afghanistan. The only reason why is the minerals and the materials that are there. That's where the Russians went there originally. That's why, Alexander the Great went there. Same reason. I mean, it was all natural resources. There's more minerals in those mountains than probably anywhere else in the world. I think it's like the second most deposit of multiple things.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why people want to go in there. That's why people want to conquer it.
Well, the whole thing is, the reason why I brought this subject up was because, you know, we are alternative media, all right? We are the average Joe who created our own media with all these networks because we were fed up with being lied to and propagandized. We don't come on here and propagandize and lie. You know, we come on here to try to find the truth, to share the truth, share information with one another. But when you get somebody within the alternative media who begins to, propagandize, I mean, he's making a lot of money on his YouTube, all right? Well, that's fine if you want to make a few bucks off of his YouTube. I don't discourage nobody from having some sponsors and such. But when it comes down to where it's not no longer alternative media, it's now we're going to bash America. You know, America did this, America did that. You know, I'm so sick and tired of hearing how bad America is, because I know that there's a lot of Americans who go all over the world and do a lot of things for charity and, you know, church and stuff like that. And so with that said, all of America ain't bad. All of our soldiers aren't bad. And this is pushing it. All of our police officers aren't bad. The majority of them, as far as I'm concerned, suck. But, you know, that's just me.
Amen to that. Anyway.
So, you know, but all of them ain't bad. The whole system isn't bad. The system has been corrupted. And the good folks that do get in there, you know, it's either shut up and go along with the norm, or you get outed. You know, they will put a congressman in power quicker than everything under the sun if he's got some dirt on him. Because now, you know, you got control of that dude. Hey, you
to
just
put this into perspective, though, for our listeners, is you are speaking from personal experience, too, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am. I don't say this stuff lightly. I don't say it because, you know, I've got some sort of grudge. I say it because I was within the system, and I saw how it functioned, and I know how corrupt the system is. And, you know, when did it become from protect and serve to armed revenue generators for the state?
It never changed. Just no one actually wrote who to protect and serve at the end of that sentence. Protect and serve who?
Yeah,
protect,
but it did change because they used to say right on the side of the police cars to serve and protect. They took that off of there. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
But that still doesn't determine who. That just says serve and protect. Serve and protect.
Oh, yeah.
The government is, I think, what the rest of that little statement was meant to be.
Well,
and always
maybe,
was.
Maybe the reason why they took it off of there is because we, the people, kind of thought that was for us, you know, to serve and protect.
Yeah. Don't make that mistake twice, too.
After all, they did take an oath to say that they would protect and uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all that, which they failed miserably. But anyway, you know, the whole thing is in the alternative media comes with responsibility as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to get on here and tell you doomsday is tomorrow if I don't know 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt that doomsday is tomorrow. You know, I'm not going to do that. You know, but you got fear mongers out there that are continuously making all kinds of money off of just telling people, oh, we're going to die, there's going to be a pole shift, there's going to be this, there's going to be that. And, you know, I will argue with any scientist on this planet about magnetic pole shifts. It's freaking totally impossible for the North Pole and the South Pole to flip backwards upside down unless you reverse the core of the Earth and reverse the spin of the Earth. You just can't do it. It's just like an electric motor. It doesn't change. Magnetic fields don't change. However, when the sun spits out a coronal mass ejection and that plasma hits our magnetosphere, it stretches our magnetosphere out into space, which does fluctuate that field. So during that time, while you got like volcano lava going down there, that lava is at a certain temperature. There is a sweet point in that temperature that whenever it gets to a certain temperature below the total melt, it will actually start to harden. So if that magnetic field is stretched out at the time that it hits that sweet point, you will actually see where field lines in the lava, which will look like the field just flipped. It didn't flip. And then when it snaps back into place, that's where you get the whole earthquake thing, everything shaking up the core, you know. It's like you can do this yourself. Put a doggone magnet inside of an Easter egg and turn around, use another magnet and wave it back and forth. You can watch that Easter egg wobble back and forth. That's what our core does. Now, I don't want to go in depth with that, but, you know, you got to use some common sense with the crap that people's putting out there, you know. You're going to have Planet X is going to blast us. All right. Well, if Planet X is going to blast us, there ain't nothing you can do. I don't care how deep your bunker is. A planet hits a planet, you got a mess. All right. Your bunker is just like an eggshell. It's worthless. All right. And I would think I would be rather be up at the top. That way I get wiped out first because, you know, my bunker's splitting in half and toxic flaming gases coming into my bunker doesn't sound pleasant to me. What do you guys think?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it, isn't it? Like, at the end of the day, you can bury that bunker as deep as you want, but if something, you know, 20,000 times the size of our planet crashes into our planet, then, yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory.
But it all goes back to
it's
the
like dropping an egg on the ground. What's going to happen?
Yeah, it all goes... It all goes back to the responsibility of the information that you're sharing with the world. You know, I'm going to come on here and tell you I got a free energy device if I'm not willing to prove that I got a free energy device. Now, we're all in the same alternative energy field. But then you got knuckleheads out there that are doing, you know, putting all these batteries inside of things. You know, they're pretty creative how they hide the batteries and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, they're going to be found out because people are going to try it when it doesn't work. You see where I'm coming from?
Yep.
Yep.
If you can't stand on the truth, then you're standing on a pile of you-know-what, as far as I'm concerned. Sorry, I'm getting a bit rowdy today, but that just chaps my hide.
Well, you know, I was talking about truth last night, about how powerful it is, and how, you know, it seems like people respect you a lot more, you know, when you might lose some friends and lose and get into arguments with people, but... you know, that's the one thing that always seems to separate me from a lot of people is the fact that I'm willing to just, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, I'm not going to wash it down, you know, or try to paint it a different color.
Well,
the truth, I mean, you know, it'll set you free. There's all kinds of things. Truth and love, man. Those two things are pretty powerful.
I agree. Here on Shaziz Radio Network and No Borders and Awake Radio and We Roar Radio and Shake and Wake Radio, and we got a couple other networks in it. We got a lot of different networks in there, but I just don't have the whole list. I'm going to have to sit down and get the whole list one day and read it all out. But either way, there's a lot of people coming together, and they're coming together for a reason because they know what we're doing and they respect what we're doing. But this is like a family. All these people out here are like a family. You know, And if you go lie to your family, you're going to get a reputation, and then the family's going to split up. You know, that's all there is to it. And so it comes with responsibility. When you're broadcasting on Shazoo's Radio Network, you know, we come together, we agree to disagree in a respectful manner. We don't always agree with, you know, our ideas, but we'll work it out. We'll figure out, you know, where part of my idea is not right, but, you know, part of it is, and vice versa, whatever, you know.
We work as a team, and we crack this nut together, mate. Yeah,
exactly. Right. But here on this network, if you're broadcasting on Shazoo's Radio Network, you got a amazing responsibility. You know, you can tell the truth out there. If you're going to sit around and do nothing but try to scare people and fear-monger people, you know, the end of the world is near and all that kind of stuff, the end of the world may be near. But it may not be. And in the time that it's not, all the way till the time that it is, if we're going to make our world a better place, it's going to take each and every one of us working together to make it better. And so if you're in the alternative media and all you can do is bash the Christians or bash the Americans or bash the Russians or the Chinese, you know, I don't agree with everything going on in China, but I don't know the truth of all what's going on in China because I haven't stepped foot in China. All I know is what the mainstream media has fed me. You know, for all I know, they might be the best loving people in the world. They may really seriously be oppressing their people over there, and that to me would be terribly wrong. You know, it's with all nations. I don't agree with everything that's going on over there, but I know that there are good people there.
There are good people there. I was there in 1992. I actually was 14 years old, and I spent 2 months in China. And I'll tell you what, you know, you're dead on it about the government oppression. You know, that's that's what's going on. These people they're great. You know, and yeah, they may think a little different than us, and their ways are a tad bit different. And, you know, they're kind of cocky, like I always tell people. You know, they're... They've been around a long time, you know. There have been many countries that have come and gone in the time that China's been around, and they're still there. So their leaders, like I said, a little cocky, but the people were great. You know, I remember all of them. I've got photo albums of them. You know, I had students that were at the college that I was studying at, and, you know, they were kind of like my interpreters, and they went around with me, and I actually have a video of when I'm 14 years old, and basically they're asking me, you know, what did I get out of this trip, and I got friends, I met people, I saw a lot of cool stuff in China, you know, from terracotta soldiers to the Great Wall, and, you know, Forbidden City, and a Temple of Heaven, and all your, you know, and Hong Kong, and all this stuff, but, you know, the one thing I remember, you know, is this guy named Alan. So, and I always wonder where he is or whatever happened, because like I said, this was in 1992. It was quite a while ago. So, but now they're like Shazoo was saying in the beginning, you know, and cultists are saying, it's like people are generally good. I believe in people more than I do anything. I believe 99% of the time a person's going to choose right over wrong, unless they're put in a position to choose the other. You know,
I agree with you.
It's true. It's you know, people don't want to go to war. People want to fight. The reason why there's so many people in the military is because, you know, the economy is so so awful that they have no other choice. It's almost they set it up that way. You know, they want the poor to go fight our wars. And,
that's the key. It's never the elite that's going over there getting into battle, you know?
No, it used to be. Now, way back in the day, the kings made the decisions, and they were on the front lines of these things. You know, take these politicians and take these guys sending all these kids to fight every day, and you go and put them on the front line and see whether or not they're going to go into that conflict. And see, there would be no conflicts if the kings and the presidents and the people that rule this world actually did the fighting.
Amen, you know, like, brother.
So, amen. That's where we're...
Couldn't have said it better myself. You know, I've been in Hong Kong, I've been in Thailand, I've been in Singapore, I've been in Korea, I've been in the Philippines. Yep. I've been all over this freaking planet, and I have met good people in every single place that I've ever been. One of the things that impresses me the most about this, and I say it all the time, is about, you know, No Borders Radio. There's a lot of good Scottish sovereigns over there, Wake Radio, a lot of good Irish folks. You got American and Irish and Mitko from Bulgaria. And are you from Canada, Ryan?
I was originally born in good old California, and then I was shipped over here about 36 years ago to good old Boone, North Carolina, in the mountains of North Carolina.
We had on here that was from Canada. Who was that?
That's me right here.
Yeah, there you go, Sharp. I'm sorry. Sorry, Ryan.
Am I the only one up here in Canada?
Right now.
Must be lonely, dude.
Yeah,
Tom, Tom, in Canada, you live there, and you know you got problems with your government, and you don't appreciate some of the things they do, but your average Joe out there, you know, that make up Canada, would you say that your average Joe thinks Canada's a bad place and then full of bad people?
Well, no, other than when you start talking about the government officials. Other than that, it's a really well group of people up here for the most part.
See? And, you know...
Canadians are happy, man. Every Canadian I've ever talked to, man, or seen, or like, they're just fine. They're like, yeah. I always see Canada as just like, just another big America sitting up there. I just don't see the difference. Well, it's just colder.
That's the thing. Like as long as we can get this global warming thing figured out, and then my igloo will stop melting on me, then I'll be happy.
Oh, yeah, or you guys keep your air up there. Yeah, I would appreciate you guys keeping your air in Canada. You know, it doesn't feel good down here when we get your air. It gets cold down here. So, anyway, I love Canada. I love Mexico, too. I got views on that, but I'm not going
to... Well, you know, if it was up to me, we wouldn't have any borders, you know? Because you know what frustrates me the most? I got an awesome friend, Cultus, that came all the way from Australia to America. And, you know, he's thinking about maybe wanting to immigrate here, but the problem is there's so much red tape for him to get to be able to immigrate here. But on the other hand, I told him that what he needs to do is go down to Mexico, hang out down there, and run across the border, and he's in like Flynn. Everything's fine. Mexicans.
Just get married. Yeah. Right, an American. Isn't that how they work?
Do you know what? All due respect to the person, because they're a lovely person, but I would try and do it illegally. But I actually had an offer for a fiancée the other day.
Well, you know, you can go to that. You know, that's how I've always heard. You know, I've got a lot of buddies.
Well, I'm just saying,
we're
guys.
Finagled by Russian women. That's all I can say.
All I'm saying is this, man. You know, if a human being wants to travel to Ireland or Scotland, you know, I can understand you can't just let everybody rush your borders. You know, you could get invaded. They might not all be friendly. But why so much freaking red tape just to get over here? You know, when some folks come over illegally, according to our laws, you know, and they get to do all kinds of things, and people take care of them and that kind of stuff, I'm in for taking care of people. But if you set down a set of rules, it shouldn't be lesser applied to one, you know, like if you're coming from Mexico, you get in, everything's cool, but if you're coming from Australia, you got an extra book of red tape you got to go through. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just
not right.
It's the red, white, and blue tape. That's what I've been calling it lately.
Well, America is a melting pot, you know. There's people of all different nations out here, and I love that. I mean, I love having Chinese friends and Japanese friends and Korean and Vietnamese and Russian and Canadian friends and Ireland and all that. That's what I love about this network, is that we are able to meet people that we otherwise would not have been able to meet. You know, we can't all afford to fly over here, but we can contact each other, and we can, heck, we're like a family. Whenever one of us doesn't show up on the chat room or something like that, people get worried about them. You know, hey, are you okay, man? I ain't heard from you for a while. That's pretty doggone cool, if you ask me.
Yep,
special, actually.
You know, we got
it's for some of, you know, you guys, to be honest, I mean, it's like, you know, for me, I honestly thought I was alone. I told this to Cultus when we first started talking. I think there's a lot of people out there, you know, I really didn't know anything about this until, I don't know what, Cultus, a couple weeks back or something. I don't know. I mean, I started, like, you know, little rumors and people asking, you know, do you know about, you know, the Knights of the Round Table? And I was like, I know about Camelot and swords and stuff. You know, I was kind of like Knights of the Round Table, and I kind of looked around, and then Cultus was talking about it. Like I said, I feel honored to even know you guys, even talk to you guys, because like I said, I mean, I've been pretty alone for a good 5-6 months now. I mean, my whole life I've kind of felt like that, but of late it's been a big struggle.
Well, Ryan, yeah, just remember that old King Shaziz the Terrible rules with an iron fist.
It's okay. I'm used to it. Anyway,
I'm really made of jello.
I come from a stepfather that is you would call him a mountain man. You know, I love that show they had on Discovery or whatever, Mountain Men or whatever. They had one guy that was from here, sort of. He's not really from here. He's from Charlotte and moved here when he. Anyway, good old. Houston, but I would love that for them to come and actually make a show about Mountain Men.
Cause, well, have them join in, would, man.
You know, yeah, he needs. You know, he's down in Turtle Island and running his alternative everything. He's, you know, and he's kind of like one of those guys like you're talking about. You know, I've been growing up my whole, like, ever since I was a kid. You know, I grew up in a Christian background. Heck, man, the end of the world's been coming every year I've been alive. Yeah. At least since I was 8 years old. I mean, heck, every year it's like, oh, it's the end of the world. Oh, you know.
Well, according to my Christian Bible, it says right there that no man will know the time or day that he'll come like a thief in the night. So with that said, that you're never going to know. Tomorrow could be the last day. So what you do from right now till tomorrow towards making this world a better place is the world that you're going to have to live in, and it's the world your kids and your grandkids and so on down the line are going to have to live in. I say this all the time. Yeah. We are the founding fathers, the mothers and sisters and brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, and so on, of our children and our children's children's future, and what we do today will definitely, without a doubt, define the world that they live in tomorrow. I personally want my future generations to live in a better world than what we've had to contend with. That's what this is all about, bringing everybody to the table, giving them a place, a platform, a voice, and all that kind of stuff. And when that voice turns from, you know, from actually trying to do something positive to a negative America bashing or Christian bashing or Buddhist or Muslim bashing, you know, we all got our differences, we all got our disagreements, but if we can't come to the table in a respectful manner and respect each other's beliefs, how are we ever going to fix this mess that didn't happen overnight? How are we going to make this world a better place if all we do is come in here and argue and disagree and try to scare the crap out of people that Comet Elenin's going to hit you in the face tomorrow, you know? If it hits you in the face, you're done. You're done. If a giant comet hits the planet, you're done. If Planet X hits the planet, you're done. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, no amount of buying generators and preparation is going to save you from that type of scenario. And if God returns, you know, it's over. That's all there is to it. But in the meantime, we got to live here in this boat together. You know, you may be a little farther on the other side of the boat, but you're there, and we're riding this beautiful rock through space together. And whatever I do over here is going to affect what happens to you over there. So I think that comes with a little responsibility. You know, I'm going to try to do, you know, work as closely as I can with nature without disrupting things, so that I'm not polluting my own fishbowl and not polluting yours downstream. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Common sense. That's what the Knights of the Round Table is all about. Common sense, respect, love, peace, and all that kind of stuff. And if that makes me crazy for thinking that this dream is even remotely possible, then so be it. I'll have to be crazy, you know. because I still believe in a dream. I think it was Ryan that said earlier that we all have the potential to do right and wrong. For the most part, I believe that the average Joe will choose right the majority of the time, unless he's forced into a position that he has to do wrong.
Yeah, well, that's 100% true. I mean, you know, they make these, you know, the reason why they want to push the end of the world scenario all the time is, you know, when people think it's just all going to end, then it gives, you know, it takes their motivation away.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do. I mean, it's all very planned out and very worked out.
Because, of course, why would you bother if, you know, the world's going to blow up?
Yeah, who cares?
We may as well give up trying to find free energy because, well, you know, it's just all going to blow up tomorrow. So, well, don't worry about it, man. We're all going to be good.
Take the people's hope, take their, you know, and then replace it with something else. You know, but what they want to put in there, what they, you know, and that's, and when I say they, like, you know, I think everyone knows.
Yes.
We all know who they are. Everyone out here in this world knows who they are.
Yeah, anyway.
Those are the guys eating caviar. Those are the guys.
I mean, listen, you know, I talked to a lot, like I was bringing up, you know, I've known Russians my entire life, and it's pretty funny. You know, they talk about, they say, oh, you say you live in a free country. And then the first thing is like, well, you know, they tell me, got to have a license to drive. Got to have a license to fish. Got to have a license to hunt. Got to have a license to climb this rock face on this mountain for some reason. Got to have a license or got to pay to get into this federal land. Got to, you know, like I said, there's a lot of other places in the world way more free than America, you know, and they're just going to keep adding and adding and adding and adding until eventually, you know, we're just sitting around, you know, like they want us to do. Eat unhealthy food. I mean, I'll rant about this all day long. You know, they talk about obesity in America. Well, you know, quit making the apples cost more than the cheese puffs. And it might change. I mean, my goodness. I mean, 10 apples. You know, I mean, I made this video where I freaked out about 10 apples costing $5.
Yeah.
You know, 10 apples, $5. And a cucumber was 85 cents. And I was talking about, man, you know, if you wanted to make a really good pasta salad, I mean, that's like the equivalence of buying, you know, a couple carton of Marlboro cigarettes. I mean, you're going to spend $50 to make a decent pasta salad. And, you know, hey, let's get an organic stamp. You know, we got to follow these codes or pass this little test. We'll get this little organic stamp. And we can charge 50% more for lettuce.
Well, the whole
meat or,
the whole thing is,
dude, I'm happy to swap passports with you anytime you like.
The whole thing is, guys,
pay $25 for a pack of cigarettes, and
I know. You know. Well, see, I don't know the difference. Yeah, well, it's like, it's like where I'm at, you can get, you know, a pack of cigarettes maybe for, you know, maybe $4 or something.
Yeah.
$4, North Carolina. Yeah, then you go up to New York, and what I'm hearing is, you know, $15 a pop for a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, but listen. Listen, guys, the whole thing is this, that, you know, we know, like, I'm American, and I love America, and I'm going to keep on loving America. I'm an American patriot. I love the people who fought to defend this nation and give us the rights and privileges that we got these days. But the problems that we got here in America are just that. They're problems. And the only one who can fix it is us. Now, if you looked at every time that they raise the gas prices up to $4 a gallon, people stop traveling. And then the gas prices drop right back down. Because, you know, they ain't making no money if they jack it up there and people stop driving. So they want you to drive as much as possible, regardless of how much they say that we got to conserve on gas because we ain't got enough gas or oil or whatever. But we, the people, actually control the prices of everything out there, you know. If you don't want genetically modified foods, you just flat out don't buy them. They won't make them anymore if they can't sell them, you know. You see what I'm saying?
Well, what if everybody one day just decided, you know, we're not going to buy gas? You know, but that's a huge commitment for everyone. But, you know, you would watch gas prices just drop.
Exactly. They drop straight to the floor.
Yeah, hit the floor. I mean, it would go, you know, $2 would drop off of it immediately because they would have to, it's all math. They'd have to figure out how to get that profit margin back up to where it is, and then they got to get rid of the stockpile that they supposedly say they don't have. Anyway, you know.
Well, and therein lies we the people's power. You know, if you're going to spend their monopoly money, and they're going to make money off of you spending their monopoly money, then don't spend their monopoly money. You know, barter, trade, do whatever you can under the table, you know. Pay your neighbor out of fruits and vegetables if he's willing to accept that for labor or whatever. Pay him with some mechanical skills or whatever, and take it out of the regular market. You know, that sounds like, oh, well, you're going to screw somebody out of a job. Well, you know, when the average Joe finally realizes that, you know, they can exchange, like, work for something that they want, I can tell you, I would go over there and help somebody repair the roof if they had something I needed. I would go over there and do that. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. They say, you know, my buddy Terry, he talks about how, you know, in the future, skills... You know, the skills of a man are going to be, you know, that is the true value, the money. You know, gold is going to be worth nothing. None of this paper is not going to be worth anything. It's what's in your brain and what you're able to do and what you know. Well, and, you know, like I said, they're trying to make the average person just dumb down, ignorant, doesn't have a clue how anything works. And, I mean, I see this on a daily basis. And, you know, it's,
let's say hypothetically, tomorrow the apocalypse really does occur. We have a coronal mass ejection of epic proportions. It shuts the entire power grid down all over the freaking world. Those skills you got, the extra supplies that you got, there's your money. That's going to be your survival right there. What you have in your possession or what you have in your head that you can work or do something for somebody, because ain't nobody going to take a dollar bill from you. What can I do with that, you know? I can't even burn that, stay warm. There's not enough paper there.
Start a fire with it, that's about it.
Yeah.
You can use it for a wick in a kerosene candle.
Well, there you go. There are
it up real tight. Yeah, real, real tight. Slide it down in there. It'll burn for a while.
Hey, Australian $20 bills? That burned for about 20 minutes. Oh, that polymer money, man. Good stuff.
So, Sids.
You guys have that stuff over in Australia, too, do you? It's like almost plastic.
Yeah, that's the stuff, man.
Yeah, I hate those things here. You put them in your pocket or in your wallet, and then when you go to pay for something, sometimes you'll end up giving a couple of them away because they all stick together and you don't realize it.
Yeah, you got to do the old banker's trick and flick them between your fingers, mate.
Yeah.
Make sure you're splitting them.
That's wash one thing that everybody complains about them.
Wash them real good. Put them in the dryer.
Well, yeah, they shrivel up and they're no good to you.
That's crazy. So it's plastic-based money? That's weird.
Well, one of the things that I just gathered from this little bit of conversation right here, because I'm a listener, and whenever I hear things like that, it kicks off something in my head.
Sucks.
Not about money, but each of you, if you're in Canada or Ireland or Scotland or whatever, each of you, your own environment has a lot of cool stuff in there. Like, there's things in my environment that maybe you don't have over there, or maybe you do, but... like, you know, hedge trees, you know. There's a lot of trees out there that have some really amazing, really super strong wood. That doesn't seem like, you know, that big of a deal. But if you was in a situation to where, you know, let's say you had a shovel or something and the apocalypse was going on and you broke your shovel handle. Well, you know, you could either try to repair the one you got or you could go down there and grab up one of them hedge sticks and shave it down. And now you got an almost indestructible freaking shovel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they don't make anything. Yeah, you need to go down to Lowe's, pay you know, it's almost $30 for a shovel now at Lowe's Hardware. And you can just go down to a flea market and find the head to a shovel, go up in the woods where I'm at, and you know, you got your oaks, you know, your maples, your hickory, your locusts, all this stuff. And I mean, a lot of the stuff at my house is built from all of that. I mean, that's
how many people, though?
What's it around?
How many people, though, besides the ones on this network who come together with all these simple ideas that, you know, maybe one of us haven't heard of, you know? How many people do you know, average Joes out there, who even pay attention to stuff like that?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I'm in a more of a rural area, so, I mean, we, you know, there are people, I mean, I feel like the people around here are definitely, you know, very close to nature. You deal with it constantly.
So essentially, those folks right there would be more prepared for just such an emergency. But
But that's Scotch Irish, man. You know, we're the Hatfields and McCoy kind of people. we've been making walls and coming up with plans for hundreds of years to try to survive. So you know, that's I mean, I got tons of water. Like I always tell everybody, if something does happen and it's bad where you're at, just head over to Boone, North Carolina, guys. We'll, I think we'll be all right. I am awful close to the capital.
Yeah, and I tell everybody, if the apocalypse ever comes on, doomsday or whatever, I said, just come on over to Shaziz's house. It'll be the one with the lights on. And that's a fact. I'll have lights on when everybody's in the dark, you know, because I studied electricity, and I will figure out a way. It may not be the best lighting system in the world, but I won't be stubbing my toe on the coffee table unless I ain't paying attention.
In that situation, any light's going to be better than no light.
Yeah.
And it's going to draw people. Yeah, you'll have people there if all the lights are off, I can tell you that. You know, all the lights off, and there's one house with lights on it. That's like a beacon.
Well, so, that's what my house is. It's a refuge for those out there in need. And the knuckleheads...
There's a star in the north now. It's just his house.
Yeah. But, you know, this is what alternative media is about. It's about sharing ideas like that, in case of just such an emergency or whatever. Alternative medicine, alternative food, alternative ways of life. Anything outside of the system that is the beast that is literally eating humanity alive. We got to stop feeding the beast, and the only ones who can stop feeding the beast are the people, we the people, you know? We give them the money. We pay them our tax money to go over there and bomb foreign nations, so in some sense, we are responsible for what's going on, but it's not to the extent that all America sucks, you know? And that's what really chaps my hide, is that somebody would come on there and just continuously bash America. You know, Americans are not bad. You know, there are bad people in every nation. There's a jerk in Canada. There's a jerk in Australia. There's a jerk in Scotland. There's jerks all over this planet. But we're not these jerks.
The worst part about that is when we're paying these the governments to go over there and start wars and that, we're not even paying them to go over there and go to war. We're paying ourselves to go over there and go to war.
Yeah, we're paying them to send our children over. That wait
kids,
a second, you know,
kids. I mean, kids. You know, young kids, not even fully developed brains. I don't think yet. And they send them, over there to fight and kill people. And they're 18. They come back and they want a beer, and they can't even get a beer in their own country.
Yeah.
Now that right there has always chapped my.
Yeah, I agree, brother. I agree. You know, if
you can go serve your country and give your life. But
you can't have a beer.
You can't have a beer in your own country until you're 21. Oh, man.
And for those folks out here that want to smoke grass and all that, more power to them. It's natural. But, you know, I'm not into all the chemistry as people going out there smoking crack and meth and doing all that kind of crazy stuff.
And it doesn't go off within 3 days of not being in your refrigerator. Don't eat it.
Yeah. But therein lies true freedom. And also, at the same shot, it points out the whole hypocrisy of those who swore an oath to uphold and serve and protect our rights and freedoms. Because now you got a regulation on everything, man. You got a regulation. If you want to get a job, you can go out and get a job as long as you're willing to conform to exactly what that employer wants. And if you want to get your own business, you got to go up there and ask permission to a city council or a state government whether or not you can even have the business. And so how are you going to get anywhere in life, the average Joe, if you ain't got a lot of cash in your hand, if you ain't got a lot of pull within the community, if you ain't got a lot of pull on the board, you know, some insider who can push some paper through for you, you're essentially screwed. You're just a working man, and that's the way that they want to keep everyone on this planet as a working man. And some instances, because they talk about Agenda 21 and a lot of the conspiracy theories, they're literally wanting to kill us off. I say there is an if to that though. Hold on a second. There is an if to that. But they don't want to kill. They don't want to kill you off quickly, because if they can keep you sick long enough, they can make more money off of you, because you will continuously go to the doctor and you will continuously go to the drugstore, and they will continue to make money off of you. So this slow kill that I like to say it is, you know, chemtrailing you or whatever it is that these idiots are doing for whatever reason they're doing. There's a lot of people in this world sick. There's a lot of money to be made off of people who are sick. So why cure them? Why give them a cure for the common cold? You know, if you're going to sell a lot of drugs, then you want to keep everyone with a snivelly nose. You see what I'm saying? Go ahead, Dublin.
Yeah, I just wanted to inject in there, here in Spain, if you want to become self-employed, you have to go down to the local council and give them 250 euros every month, which is like $350 a month.
So they're going to get their taxes out of you regardless of whether you own your own business or not.
Pretty well. So, yeah. I mean, say you're a gardener, that's what you do for your trade. You go down, you pay your $350 a month, and then no matter where they see you, they just say, permit.
Yeah, papers, please. And where did we hear that before?
tape, please.
Yeah.
No tape. Let's just wrap it up to where you can't even see what it is.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap so much tape around this to where, hey, what is it? I don't know.
Well, it discourages what it does. It discourages the average dope from trying to go to their full potential. You can't make your full potential if you got all this stuff that you got to contend with. You know, you got patents on everything. Everything's copyrighted. All the good free energy devices that came out, like things that Stan Meyer's done and so on down the line, those have been literally suppressed. And people say, oh, well, what technology has been suppressed? Are you freaking kidding me? Come on, man. Pull your cell phone out and take a look at your cell phone. You open that thing up, it looks like that thing they had on Star Trek back in the old days. Beam me up, Scotty. It looks just like that. It has you can see video on it, you can listen to radios, you can talk on the internet, has a calculator, has a calendar, has a phone directory, it has everything in there. There's some high-tech stuff going on there.
It has a camera in it, it has a GPS tracker in it, has a... let's keep going on what's in that phone.
You, the general population's hand, you can only imagine and dream what is in the elite's hand, because you know that all the technology that the average Joe gets, it's like buying a computer. I buy me the top of the line computer today, 2 weeks later that sucker's out of date. I'm having to update software hand over fist, and then I gotta go buy the upgrade. You know what I'm saying? That's how they make their money.
Have any of you guys bought yourself the silver lined underwear?
Silver lined underwear.
Is
that keeping away werewolves?
To protect your family jewels from the radiation given out by the phone in your pocket.
No, I just use tinfoil, man.
I've got a giant Faraday cage on your family jewels.
Yeah,
you need a big Faraday cage around your family jewels.
I just wear tinfoil boxers.
You're a cheapskate.
I try to keep that phone as far away from me as possible, to be honest. I don't really,
I shouldn't have kept that lump of uranium under my chair back in Rochester.
I'm
9 months without a mobile phone now, and I'm still not withdrawal.
Listen, guys. If you set your laptop on your lap and it starts to burn your junk, then you know something's wrong.
if you put anything on your lap and it starts to burn your junk, there is something
wrong.
for guys like me that've got three kids and totally done, I'll put the cell phone in my pocket. I'm all right. I'm done using those tadpoles for now.
Well, even though I've already got the kids thing out of the way, I just like to not burn that particular general vicinity. Still moving right along.
He can light my fire anytime.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving right along before we go down the rabbit hill.
Before someone says something about vibrating mode.
Phantom vibrations. You guys ever have that before where you put your phone on vibrate for like a week or something and then all of a sudden you're walking around and your leg's vibrating but your phone's not in your pocket and you're like, what in the hell's going on? I keep trying to answer my phone. Phantom.
Is it possible to pocket dial yourself?
Yeah. Not with my phone. See, that's the thing. I learned when I started messing with Tesla coils that the best thing phone to have is a $9 track phone with just buttons on it and not a big capacitor on the front touchscreen, because those just don't work at all around, you know. I was like, I've got pretty much the bottom of the line cell phone. That's what I like.
Nokia 2300 until I start getting into this stuff.
Well, speaking of Tesla coils, I'd like to touch on that in a bit as soon as we wrap this specific subject up. But
must be about time for a song break anyway.
Yeah,
so
we'll wrap this up and come back
to Tesla coils.
Anyway, back onto the whole alternative media thing. You know, guys, gals out there, and people listening in, and those in the chat room. You know, I've said it so many times, it all comes with responsibility. Words have power, you know, no matter how you want to look at it. You can either literally bring somebody down to the depths of hell, or you can raise them up to the highest points of heaven with what you got to say. The same thing applies with your actions and the power of the pen. And so the power lies in the people. And until you stop feeding that beast that's eating our humanity, our communities alive, then it's going to keep on doing what it's doing, you know? But if you're going to be in the alternative media and you're going to better the world, then don't start bashing my country. Don't start bashing America, because I am America. Cultus is Australia.
Australian-American.
Yeah, and so on down the line.
I'm straight.
But I'm going to be proud of my country because it's my country. I'm going to be proud of my Christianity because it's part of me. And, you know, if you don't like my Christianity, I'm not going to force it on you. Then if you don't like it, at just at least respect my choice to believe how I want to believe. Let me live my life the way that I want to live my life, as long as I'm doing no harm to nobody, as long as I'm respecting everybody else's beliefs and I'm not stepping on their freedoms and their rights. Don't be bashing my Christianity, you know, just because sometime in the history of time there were some people that went under the name of Christians and did a lot of terrible things. The same thing happened with the Muslims and every other nation and every other religion all the way down the line. There was always jerks in every nation under every flag and banner that did things that did not necessarily represent the nation as a whole. So all of America is not bad. Do not bash America on Shaziz Radio Network, because if I'm advertising for you, I'll pull it. That's all there is to it. Does anybody disagree with that?
Not one iota, mate. Nope. You step a foot out of place in that direction, we won't support you. None of us will support you. Bottom line.
We're all about togetherness, peace, and love, and making our world a better place, and that's why I love No Borders, Awake Radio, Shake and Wake Radio, We Roar Radio, and our new radio network down at the bottom down there. I still can't. It says turnasaur.com. Is that how that's pronounced?
That'll do until someone comes along and corrects us. Please
yeah.
come along and correct us.
Well, either way, to you guys over there, peace and love, and we're happy to have you guys with us, and we got chat rooms all over the place, so hop from chat room to chat room. One of these days we'll work it out to where we can all be in the same chat room and just have a good old time and take care of everything. So with that said, we're going to take a quick music break, and everybody stay tuned. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Peace and love. We'll be right back.
As I read the Gazette to catch up on the news, some classified adverts I chanced to peruse when I saw a category called steampunk. I turned to it eagerly but left in a funk, for I quite enjoyed the steampunk aesthetic, but what I beheld there was rather pathetic. These intrepid online auctioneers had just taken modern objects and stuck on some gears. It's simply not cricket, it shouldn't be done, but it's clear how their thoughts had run. Just glue some gears on it and call it steampunk. That's the trendy fashion nowadays. A copper painted chunk of some 1980s junk will fetch a pretty penny on eBay. But it got even worse than that, I'm afraid, and as I went on I became more dismayed, for they often didn't modify the things they wanted me to buy. Heavens to Betsy, I'll end up on regressing. Steampunk is more than a mere mode of dress or decoration, so it brings me some distress to see a metal cicada described with that name, or a teacup, a mood ring, a silver gilt frame. Gluing on gears at least takes effort. This is sloth of the worst. Just glue some gears on it and call it steampunk. That's the trendy fashion nowadays. A copper painted chunk of some 1980s junk will fetch a pretty penny on eBay. Steampunk refers to a type of science fiction about alternate past, not future prediction, often set in Victorian Britain, but the history of technology has been rewritten. So put a bit of thought into your designs. Use leather and brass, 19th century lines. Retrofuturistic is a good explanation. Blend antique reality with imagination. But calling things steampunk to try to sound cool makes you look like a bloody fool. Just glue some gears on it and call it steampunk. That's the trendy fashion nowadays. A copper painted chunk of some 1980s junk will fetch a pretty penny on eBay. Gauges and rivets, copper tubing and glass lend a steampunk creation a real touch of class. Gears are appropriate to introduce if they look like they have a legitimate use. Although Nixie tubes are undeniably splendid, they date from long after the age of steam ended. Pity really, I just love Nixie tubes. Anyway, I hope you've comprehended. So use the word steampunk correctly, old chap, and don't use it to refer to crap. Just glue some gears on it and call it steampunk. That's the trendy fashion nowadays. A copper painted chunk of some 1980s junk will fetch a pretty penny on eBay.
see, and what did I see? Look at her wearing leather skirts and see-through jeans. I asked the teacher to tell me what was going on. He said, please stop slapping a freak.
everybody. It's old King Shaziz the Terrible and the Honorable Knights out here. Everybody want to sound off, let everybody know who's still here?
Wee!
Wee's here.
Yeah. We're here.
Dublin here.
Ryan here. Here. Dublin and Tom and Mitko and Cultus.
And Ryan's here.
Cool. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to shift topics because we're through complaining about what the ignorant elite are doing. So we're going to go into some Tesla technology stuff and things that we believe are possible with Tesla technology. So anybody who's ever done any research on Tesla knows that Tesla did some pretty amazing things. For one, he started an earthquake in his neighborhood, which didn't make the authorities very happy about that. Did you guys hear that part of the story there?
Yeah, that was a good hoot. Started shaking the building.
Well, he
set off a pendulum effect and made the building start shaking, but I think he couldn't switch the machine off, and then it started to make the street start shaking, and then it started to make the neighborhood start shaking.
Everybody who doesn't understand how that's even remotely possible, look back in time to the first time you ever saw one of these opera singers raising their voice to a crystal glass until they hit the right pitch and it began to vibrate that glass to such a rapid rate that it literally shattered that glass. So, using sound frequencies, the opera singer was able to literally disrupt the atoms inside that glass to such an extreme that it literally broke the glass. The same thing goes on in your microwave oven. When you send a high-speed short microwave through a dipole molecule, which is water that has a positive and a negative pole on there, as those peaks and waves and valleys are going up and down, it's literally rocking that water molecule back and forth at such a rapid rate that it literally creates friction in water that in turn creates heat that cooks your food from the inside out. That's pretty amazing stuff. And so there's just two examples of what you can actually do with frequencies. You know that whenever you get on your cell phone or in front of a microphone, modern-day microphones, instead of having the old paper-style diaphragm speakers with coils in them that fluctuate back and forth across the magnet and produce energy, then modern-day ones are using piezoelectric crystals that are actually the piezoelectric speaker that, in turn, when you vibrate that piezoelectric crystal via sound or tapping on it or whatever, it releases a charge that, in turn, goes down through the system and basically it's all sent out into dots, dashes, screes, and blees out to the world. And then on the other side, it goes back to another speaker and basically is transmitted on the other side. So you're literally teleporting your voice from one side of the world, clear around the globe, to another side of the world. And not all the times are you on a hard line. Sometimes you're being transmitted through the air. So Tesla's technology, such as the Tesla coil itself, was actually the very first radio transmitter, if you understand what I'm saying. Does anybody disagree with that?
Not at all.
One bit.
That's what he was doing, you know. Like I always say, the lightning and the sparks were all just to get funding.
Yep, exactly.
It was, you know, this was done in a time where people, you know, and I sound like those documentaries, where people really didn't understand electricity. They don't understand it now. But Shaziz is totally right. It's all about, you know, he's the father of resonance and sound. You know, that's all. I mean, it's full circle with everything.
Well, transmitted.
I beg to disagree. Everybody understands electricity. They just go to the wall, push the button.
You're right about it. They understand.
I understand. I understand.
They
heart surgery and brain surgery. You
go
to sleep.
That's
and
where
it
electricity comes from.
One other thing, guys, is he also transmitted electricity through the dirt. And so for folks not to understand that, think about what's in the dirt. You have iron, you have crystals, you have piezoelectric crystals, you have quartz crystals, you have all kinds of different minerals and stuff like that, which are good conductors of electricity. You also have, which is really nifty, and I found this out, and if you watch one of my videos you pay attention, you'll understand what was going on in that deal. You also have caves that have crystals in them, and iron, and so on and so forth. You also have water tables that are basically conductors of electricity. So all these things working in conjunction, you can literally make the biggest boombox bass speaker that you ever possibly imagine by sending electric current through the ground and then echoing out the other side, because as those crystals and everything in there is resonating from the frequency that is being vibrated through the ground, it acts just like the piezoelectric speaker that is in your microphone. Does anybody understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you take... finding that frequency.
What said you last night? The earth moved.
Well, I can either confirm nor deny any accusations made against me or Cultus or Ryan or Mitko or Dublin or Tom. So if any one of these guys were messing with their Tesla coils and got some sort of anomaly on the opposite side of the globe, it wasn't it wasn't intended to cause any ruckus, so to speak.
One of the first things I always
like strange sounds heard around the world.
I always liked it. When I first started turning them on, you know, I just was always, every time I turned it on, I'd look at my wife and I'd be like, you know, I just sent a weird, like, signal into outer space.
Yep.
I don't know really what I just sent, you know. Like, blah, 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 every time I turn it on, anyway, but,
You said in reptilian, gee, you have a funny looking head.
Yeah.
Wait 500 years and it's boy.
Or like the movie Mars Attacks, we come in peace.
Yeah. I don't know.
In peace.
But, no. Shoot. Here, where were we at before? Guys, we were talking about, what were we talking about? What was, Devlin was talking about,
understanding electricity. Earlier on that we shouldn't. Yeah, we should look to make experiments where we use satellite dishes to beam resonance from one location to another, if that's possible. We, like, say, a satellite dish at one end of a football pitch with a Tesla coil in it, light up the Tesla coil and see, do we get a reciprocal resonance
funny
on another satellite dish at the other end of a football pitch.
There's another experiment that's extremely similar to that, and I remember seeing it when I was a small child in the museum. And basically what they had was two satellite dishes set up on opposite ends of the room, and you have one person standing each of these two satellite dishes, and one person can stand there and whisper as quietly as they possibly can, and the person on the other end can hear them quite clearly.
There's architecture like that in China. Yeah. I remember seeing this big. I went to this place and I think it was in Xi'an, and it was like this big round thing, and everybody's, you know, has their ear up to it, and you're supposedly be able to hear the person on the other way on the other side through the stone. But it was just this huge stone circle. Like, gosh, I got one picture of that or something.
Just
massive, but it was all circles. Like I said, it goes back into. Circles.
Yeah, geometric shapes. We'll get into that too. But the frequencies. You guys all, when you were a kid, did you guys ever make the coffee can telephones where you stretch out the wire?
String phone.
Yeah. There's a frequency going down that wire. You can send a frequency down the wire. You can send it through the water. You can send it through the dirt. You can send it through the air. You know, there's hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen in the air. You can use that. All you got to do is affect that magnetic field, you know, what's going on around the world. If you ever, and I know some of you guys understand, if you've used two Tesla coils, you know that those two Tesla coils will reach out and couple with each other. The magnetic field that's coming off of that. You can put a fluorescent energy saver bulb by a Tesla coil and not even physically touch it, but once your hand is within that field, you can basically turn the light up and down by the closer that you get. You see where I'm coming from? And so, if you understand...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to say. You see, the thing is, you know, one day they might try and turn the net off on us, but if we've developed a means where we can send communication using Tesla coils over large distances, then we'd have our own internet, and then we could get other people to come on board.
and mesh network.
And then it would be like a free internet for everybody.
Well,
you know,
let's do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's Cultist and I were talking about that, or maybe Terry and I were talking about, you know, being able to. I get contacted by people wanting, you know, they want a Tesla coil / radio transmitter.
Yeah, man, I'll put you on the muddy.
I'm
not sure if it's so much. I'm not so sure it's so much of a radio transmitter, so much as an information transmitter.
You can do both.
For example, somebody might be in Australia with one of these Tesla coils, and they point it through the Earth, and it comes out in the direction of where Chaziz lives, and he's got a satellite dish that's pointing in the direction to receive the signal, and
he
gets that way.
That's getting quite far away from the actual idea of a Tesla coil, though, because a Tesla coil will transmit through the Earth, whereas a satellite dish is going through the air.
Well, you could actually do it both
just
ways.
Just to put that into perspective, though, just not confuse the two.
A satellite dish is just a convenient means of collecting the signal. Other kind of wireless type technology might work better.
Yeah.
Like a shaped aerial. I don't know.
You can do it both ways, guys. When you pick up your cell phone, you're picking up a Tesla coil. You're getting two-way transmission from a Tesla coil every time you pick your cell phone up. There's frequencies that are coming up out of there that are going bouncing off of radio towers all over this place. And some of them are ground lines that repeat that from a ground line to another wireless that goes off into another direction. And so you can actually use the systems that are already in place to transmit using your Tesla coil. All you got to understand is this. A transmitter is as simple as a capacitor and a coil of wire. You can try this out for yourself. Get you one blinking LED, get you one capacitor, and get you a little coil of wire and hook that up to a, let's say, a 9-volt battery. You have to put a resistor in there if you're going to use the blinking LED with a 9-volt battery. But when you put this together, you can put that near any radio that you got, and you can literally hear every single time that LED pulses. You'll hear it on the radio. You'll hear a sound coming on that radio. It's a basic transmitter. And so when you've got your Tesla coil, you can actually adjust the frequency by the actual distance of the gap between your spark gap. You can put multiple spark gaps on there where you have your Tesla coil, instead of pulsing one time per cycle, it's pulsing multiple times per cycle, and you can even change the frequency that way. You can have them
There's so many places to tune a Tesla coil, like just the actual spacing between each lap of your pancake coil, the spacing in between each run of that's tuning. Where you set your tap point, that's tuning. Where you set your spark gap, that's tuning. It's just the coils themselves, the secondary coil, how that is wrapped, the width of it, the height of it, the number of turns, the thickness of the wire. It all relates down to tuning. Like, you've just got so much to work with, it's almost crazy.
Yep. And you don't need 1,000 winds. You can do it with an aluminum box. You can transmit energy with aluminum box. Because, like I said, everything has a frequency. Even the ashtray or the coffee cup sitting next to you, because it has atoms. It has protons, neutrons, and electrons. All you have to do is be able to fluctuate that field. Everything's putting off a magnetic field, even if it seems to be so minuscule you can't even, you know, register it. But all you got to do is affect that electron. Get that electron to moving around inside there. You can cause that thing to vibrate. And you can do this with sound waves. The proof is in the pudding whenever you talk about how the opera singer raises the voice up, and that's using a sound wave to literally affect the electrons inside that each atom of that glass and cause that glass to start to resonate and vibrate at that frequency. You vibrate it at two identical frequencies. That's that ringing that you were talking about when you had the two coils and one of them starts to hum real good. You know what I'm saying?
This is only one coil.
Well, then you were ringing off of somebody else's coil. You were
No, I wasn't.
No, I'm saying when you was listen.
Very close.
Listen.
I was very close to the. Hang on, no. You misunderstood how things were wired up, Shaziz. All it was powered off was a Van de Graaff generator, and one coil, and the static motor, and that coil hummed between the static motor. And it's Van de Graaff generator. That's
the
all
static
there.
Motor,
well, I understand
the static
what you're saying.
Was resonating with the coil, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
you know, revving at the Yeah, it was. It's the plates
and
were passing.
And it was running just
contact.
At
the same resonance as the, or very close to the same resonance.
Yeah.
As that.
Either way, it was a close enough matched frequency that you got the ringing effect.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Very close.
But
I've done a lot of tests. I've made a lot of coils. I've different sizes, shapes, different ways and turns, gauges, spark caps, rotary spark caps, air being blown in. You know, to quench. That's another thing, guys. You know, air for people that don't do this all the time. Quench that spark cap. You know, get the air on there just right. You'd be amazed. You know, you go from 5-inch arc to a 28-inch arc just by adding a little bit of air in there and adjusting it a little closer.
Well, you want to have some real fun. Then put you together a argon filled vacuumed spark gap, and it's going to be really tricky.
Diagon, right?
Diagon.
We've been talking about that just, you know, this week, talking about, Terry and I talked about that too. You know, I was thinking like rotary spark gap in a vacuum.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I want to get a hold of one of those mercury arc rectifiers, because if you got hold of one of those and you could tune that, man, you could ring bells all over the planet.
Well, and that's what we're talking about, sending things. You know, I think it was Cultus and I talking about, you know, and I believe it was our conversation. You know, we all have this one coil. You know, it's the exact coil. So that would be how we could all talk back and forth. It'd have to be the same coil, you know, and we could bounce it from one coil to another coil to another coil, and we could bounce it all the way across. We wouldn't really have to go through the earth. We could just go around it. Just think about, you know, the transmitter, the pictures they always showed with the tower. Then you got the lines coming off the top. This big, you know, same kind of principle, you know. I mean, and it is, you know, he was trying to send, like Shaziz was saying, trying to send information, trying to send stuff, you know, through the air. That was the whole point. That's what Tesla, I really think that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to just turn everything on. Resonating great with the ground. You know, I put a picture on yesterday where I stuck a Tesla coil in the creek. You know, people can call it conceptual or whatever. I call it, hey, might be the future. Who knows what's going on,
If you look at the Tesla coil itself, you notice there's a top load on it. And if you look at the secondary, you know, and then you take a step back and you look at the antenna on your car, you'll notice there's a significance there, which gets us back into geometrical shapes. The sphere is a perfect geometrical shape. I mean, there's just so much we could go into about the sphere, but that's for another show. But Tesla's favorite shape was the sphere. But if you look at the significance between a regular CB antenna and the Tesla coil, you'll notice that there's a way that you can actually tune a CB antenna by raising and lowering the antenna. If you look on your CB antenna, you'll notice there's a little Allen head down at the bottom, and you actually got a meter that you can get that you can plug into your coaxial, and you can raise it up and get your RF meters. Do you guys, either one of y'all, remember what those meters were called?
You thinking of a square meter?
SWR meter, I think.
Measuring the amount of energy that gets reflected back into your antenna.
Yeah, you can literally tune that antenna
SWR.
Using an SWR meter. by raising and lowering that up, and it's kind of like what you were talking about earlier, Coltis, where you can slide up and down the the primary, put it in different positions up and down the secondary, and you can also change the frequency that way. So, you know, with that said, there's a whole lot of potential and to transmit from here to there. It's all like if you got a little handheld walkie-talkie, the power in that handheld walkie-talkie is going to give you, what, a quarter-mile range? Sometimes they got some that will go up to 5-mile range. It depends on the power that's basically being put to that. But if we started off with a 20-kilovolt oil burner igniter and we were putting 20,000 volts in a piece, there's one heck of a transmitter. I guarantee it. You'll transmit a long way.
Yeah. And you'll bounce it back.
Now, these will communicate with outer space. Soon.
Yeah. The aliens will come down with static in their hair and be like, look.
What do you mean? We'll soon.
Yeah, turn something on right now.
King Shaziz, take me to your leader, King Shaziz. Hail the king.
He might come down here to beat me up, man. Some lizard people like, you look at my hair. I just combed my hair. Look what you did.
I have a question for Shaziz. Where do you think Captain America went in that video? Let's get into a weird topic right now.
Well, let's say hypothetically, because I want to speak hypothetically when we talk about this, because everybody thinks everybody's crazy when you talk about anything that's beyond the norm.
Yep, exactly.
What I said to everybody was really important about the ashtray. You got an ashtray. It is made up of atoms. All right. Now, imagine this ashtray is vibrating at a certain frequency. Okay, now we're going to jump over to your radio tuner on your radio. You got AM and FM on there. There's a whole wide range of frequencies in between AM and FM. Now, 98.9, the rock on my radio station, it's there. I can't hear it, but it is there. It's right there along with all the other frequencies. It's there. I can't hear it. I can't see it, but it's there. All right? And so if I tune the tuner in just right on to, let's say I just go right before that frequency. I'm just there. I can sort of hear it. It's kind of static. I can't make out what they're saying, but I can sort of hear it. Until I get right exactly on that frequency, I can't even hear it at all. So imagine if you could take an object with a small device and you could literally change the magnetic field by fluctuating that magnetic field at such a rapid rate that it's not shaking apart your atoms or anything like that. It's just changing the field that actually surrounds your body. You take that frequency and fluctuate that magnetic field with a certain little device, and so now your field is actually vibrating at such a rapid rate that somebody who would literally, hypothetically speaking, standing right in front of you, not even be able to see you or hear you because you are not vibrating on the same plane of existence as we are, you know, like the ground. The ground has its own frequency. The chair has its own frequency. And anything that vibrates below the frequency of the earth falls through the earth. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of like if you take a flea and you put a flea on water, that flea will literally be able to stand on water, all right? You go in and introduce some dish soap into that same pool of water that flea's standing on, and that changes the frequency of that water, the buoyancy, and that flea drops straight to the bottom, and eventually, within 15 minutes, that flea's dead. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, you filled it. Yeah, there was another puzzle piece.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Well, yeah.
Hypothetically,
I think a lot of the guys out there that mess with this, you know, I think they understood exactly that.
Hypothetically speaking, so as not to get anybody, you know, shot or beat up or whatever.
Hypothetically,
you're crazy, man. You said that was real.
If you take your own body, which has its own frequency, depending on your water weight, your mass, everyone is vibrating at their own frequency. Some people don't resonate with each other. So, like, you might meet somebody who's a really super nice guy, but for some reason they just, like, fingers down a chalkboard every time you're around them. You can't stand the pitch of their voice, or there's something about them that just totally aggravates you. However, if you get around people that you resonate with, you're best friends. You're friends for life, man. Everything's great. So if you take you vibrate the frequency that is actually surrounding you, because you have a magnetic field because of all the protons, neutrons, and electrons, and you vibrate that and fluctuate that field, you can literally change the frequency of what people would actually see when they look at you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly where Captain America went now.
If you do this, you can set it up to where the speed of the shutter of any camera, it doesn't matter whether it's digital or manual camera, can't see fast enough. It can't record fast enough to literally see that something is there. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And I see it.
It's all.
I don't see it. You know what I mean?
It's all about tuning. What the things that Tesla was talking about. All kinds of anomalies that he found in his lab. He'd get weird burns and stuff, you know. And there was so much crazy stuff going on. And like when he got something to ringing and it wouldn't stop ringing, and he had to try to shut it off. And it was starting to, you know, build its own power. I mean, it was starting to come in. You know, it's like we talk about the boy swinging on the swing deal. Remember that, Cultist?
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get that effect going where it's rocking back and forth, and it starts feeding off of itself. It begins to grow, and then eventually you got things going on that the average Joe looking at is like, oh, hell's bells, what the heck is that? you know what I'm saying?
I don't think Tesla, he might have had a fire extinguisher or safety on the wall or something, but I think his safety was like a sledgehammer, you know, instead of the fire extinguisher. You know, think about how many times you probably had to use the good old sledgehammer. Uh-oh, what's going on with this one? You know,
well,
quick, get the PFH.
If you notice...
The only way to stop it is with the good sledge, you know.
If you notice in all my videos, when I'm running my Tesla coils, you're not seeing the breakout like you do whenever you see all the other Tesla videos.
Yeah.
I mean, that breakout's cool, all right? But Tesla did that for a show.
Exactly.
We discussed this the other day, Ryan and I did, and we both agreed that top load, the top load is purely and simply only a... it's a capacitor plate, and the other capacitor plate from the top of your Tesla coil is planet Earth.
It's the top of your TV. It's the top of your TV antenna. It's the top of your radio antenna. Have you seen these videos out there where these CB guys will beef their CBs up to the thousands of watts? I mean, they literally get arcs coming off their CB and they're transmitting. You know.
Yep.
That is
look at a human being. Hey, you know, keep talking about balls on top of things. I mean, look, what's our head?
It's a ball.
We're just a big walking Tesla coil, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
we're transmitters.
We got a top load.
Believe it or not, you, the individual, out there are a transmitter. And I know that anyone out there who's in a relationship can verify this beyond a shadow of a doubt. I'm sitting there next to my wife. I've been next to my wife for all these years, and I'm in tune with her. And before she even opens her mouth, I answer her question.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me how that happens.
Yep. Walking biological transmitting Tesla coil, people.
Yeah. Your brain is amazing electromagnetic piece of machinery of epic proportions. The things that you can do with your brain would boggle your mind. I mean, it would boggle the world.
It's the ultimate spark gap. Think about it. Everything we're doing is just firing off sparks.
You can see that very well with two parents. Because two parents, they're very bonded as a couple, you know, the boy and the girl. Well, and they'll move their heads together at the same time, and nobody's able to figure out how they can synchronize it so well. I mean, there's loads of YouTube videos, and you'll see two parents and... as quick as one moves ahead, the other one's moving in the same direction and the same speed, and it's like they got a communication between each other which defies all known logic.
It's like ducks.
Other animals might share that as well, but parrots are unusual because they make big head movements. I mean, they're up and down, left, right. Yeah, and they'll both speak the same thing, and they both sing the same song, and they open their wings, they'll both open the wings at the same time. I mean, they're literally are like coupled, you know, completely.
Yep. All I'm saying to the world out there is a whole lot more than you can possibly imagine to this world. And if you open your eyes, if you step outside the box, you'll understand why it is that we sound so crazy. Because while you were in the box, you were told that the laws of physics were written in stone. I don't give a crap about the 9 times out of 10 that they got the same exact result that it ended up becoming a law of physics, you know, second law of thermodynamics or whatever. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed, you know, whatever. I want to know about that one single anomaly that happened in every single one of these before they come down to the conclusion that because it happened 9 times, this must be the way that the universe works. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, 100%.
So
I did want to mention the duck thing real quick.
Go
the
ahead.
Duck thing. Just real quick about residents and things. That are, I have a pond on my property, and for the last 5 years in spring, the same two ducks show up and hang out for about a week or two, and then fly off to South Carolina or wherever they're going. You know, I've always found that to be, I mean, really the one of the most, you know, I got a lot of nature up here, but it's just wild to see the same pair for that many years. And who knows where they went. You know, they're all, you know, birds. I mean, it's all magnetic fields.
Yep.
Whales. It's all magnetic and resonance. But think about the way the whales communicate and the way dolphins and, you know, like Shazak keeps saying, man, it's resonance. It's tuning. It's you know, you can change yourself and the way people see you, basically, on a whole different types of levels, not just visually.
Well,
you know, you're talking spiritually,
alone.
Emotionally, you know, it's all one kind of thing.
Proof of what you're saying there, Ryan, is attitude alone. All right?
Yeah.
You go bopping in a room with a bad attitude, and you're going to get everybody all pissed off in that room. You go bopping in that room with a good attitude, and you just resonate around the room. You could go in there with a smile on your face and just hold that smile no matter what anybody says or does before it's all said and done. They may all be calling you crazy. I mean, this guy's lunatic. Look at him. What are you smiling about? You on dope or something? Can I have some of what you got? That kind of thing. But eventually, everyone in that doggone room is going to be affected by the resonance that you're putting in that room, and they're all going to be smiling. So you can literally, you know, like I said, make it break or affect somebody's day just by the energy that you resonate out your body, which is pretty doggone amazing, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's stuff they don't want. That's the stuff they don't want us to know.
Well, it's a fact.
They don't want us to think that. They don't want us to know how it really works.
Our power comes from a combined effort of all of us. I mean, look at what we as a group have been able to accomplish in such a short period of time from all different nations. We've come together. We've resonated. We know the difference between right and wrong, and we know that the only way we're going to fix anything is if we actually get out there and do it ourselves, and we can respect each other's disagreements in a respectful manner and move right along to keep something positive rolling. You know, you throw negativity out in the world, what do you get back? You know, vice versa, you throw positive out in the world, you're going to get positive back. All this stuff Tesla knew. You know, when he did those coils, those are just brilliant, man. And that wasn't even all of what he done. But either way, you can't find anything that doesn't have Tesla technology in it today.
No, that's what I keep saying, you know, everything everything new nowadays seems just to be old. You know, it's just old, but they're just, you know.
The Mercury arc rectifier. The Mercury arc rectifier was not only the very first diode ever made, but it was the first plasma reactor ever designed. If they only knew back then the potential power that they had at their disposal right there.
Yeah.
Now, the only negative that I see on there is that they used mercury as opposed to an inert gas, which maybe they didn't know back in them days about the dangers of mercury, all right? But an argon or a helium or a hydrogen, or not hydrogen, halogen, and all the different inert gases out there that are non-combustible, they won't explode on you, so to speak. That's why I like the hydrogen. Now, you can get an explosion out of it. I've done that in my lab. It was exciting.
Cultist,
Yeah.
Why don't you tell them about when we were talking about the copper. Remember the story about the copper and where the that little thing about the material Tesla may have been using?
Okay, so from my livings in Roxby Downs, the home of the uranium mine in the middle of the South Australian desert, something that came to my attention was uranium was a byproduct of the mining out there. Their actual main focus of mining out there was copper, and the copper was highly irradiated with uranium, and they had to purify it, process the uranium out. Now, this was something I argued a lot with people because, you know, everyone does, all the hippies would come up there and, you know, do horrid things like try to poison the town water supply and spray urine on our fresh produce in the shops, right, to try and, like, you know, cause you know, the town to have to close down or whatever their stupid ideas were. But they're all putting it out there on social media, which needs computers, which is full of copper, and they've all got, you know, their cell phones. And no matter what you look at, uranium needs to be taken out of the ground in some form to be able to be, you know, for us to be able to have the copper. Now, that's not really the point of the story, though. But let me draw that back.
Yeah.
We've got, back in Tesla's day, we were using copper still, as we are today. But one thing that has changed in those years since then is the purification process. And back in Tesla's day, I am quite glad to, quite happy to bet my left one on the fact that they couldn't get all the uranium out of that copper, which meant that that copper would have been irradiated, and thus it would have ionized the air around it. So, and, you know, as...
So making it more conductive.
Yeah. Exactly. I was thinking Mitko will know straight away what this entails, yeah. Because he only just suggested it to Shaziz a few weeks ago to put some americium in one of his spark gap setups, because it would have lowered the breakdown voltage of the air because of the ionization. So this day and age, our copper is so pure without any form of radiation that effect will not happen. But it does bear to mind that 120 years ago, did the copper have a lot more uranium or a lot more radiation in it, being able to ionize the air around the coil and have some other phenomenon going on that we will not see today using copper that's produced by the... You know, the corporations that be.
And so, we're gonna save Cultus's nut, his left nut or right nut, whatever he just bet, because I'll bet my right one. So hey, we got a pair right there. Now listen to what I'm about to say, because you know, I'm in North Carolina. I could take a ride down to Florida, go check out the electrotherapy museum.
Yeah.
I could buy a Geiger counter off of eBay. And I'd go down there and just put him on some of the oldest coils he's got in that museum. And I bet you I'll get a reading off the copper. I bet you, you know, my right one and Cultus's left one. So,
I'm going to bet my left one on whether or not you can get it off that particular sample, but I'm betting my left one that we could off Tesla.
I bet we could find something in a museum, and if we talk to, you know, I bet you, you know, that's another one we're going to prove eventually on the Tesla mission. The mission of Tesla. So,
there's definitely something to that whole thing, I do believe, because we understand what ionization would do to the scenario, and we know that ionization is missing from the equation given the copper that we currently use. So,
and you said glow-in-the-dark paint, right? Isn't that if people wanted to do an experiment?
Okay. Radium paint is probably the easiest substance to work with, but also the most deadly.
Great.
Substance to work with. So, so long as that's born to mind and kept in mind that if you, like, because, you know, you'll be using sharp needle points and stuff like that, you prick yourself, you're dead in a thousand different horrible, horrible, horrible ways.
Yeah, but
you know,
the radiation is not going to kill, it's actually the heavy metal that's going to kill.
In the bloodstream. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what cultists say. Yeah. Just keep it out of the bloodstream and hey, don't, unless you really know what you're doing, don't mess with that. I'm not advising anybody to to start painting your coil.
Yeah, but guys, most uranium is neutral. It hasn't got any radiation.
It's not neutral. It's just it has a very long half life. It has radiation, but.
Tell that to my Geiger counter in the dirty great big rock of it I had to Roxby, mate.
Oh yeah. But I mean
that's what I
But you know what?
It's only 2% of uranium is radioactive. 98% is stable. It's reached it's got rid of all its half lives.
Not this stuff, mate. This stuff was chronic. It would set my Geiger counter off its little titties, mate.
The key to that kind of stuff. The key to that kind of stuff is that I believe, like uranium, that is as it's deteriorating and releasing energy. I believe that they're actually using it wrong as far as energy wise, because when we were talking about those couplings of the magnetic field, all you have to do is be able to. Like, whenever you're actually using copper wire and an iron core and a magnet to fluctuate those electrons on there, to shake those, to disturb it, to create a disturbance in that field and actually get the electrons to flow. I believe that with the uranium, as that stuff is deteriorating, if you had it in a contained deal, they use it to boil. They use to boil water, whenever they do nuclear or whatever. But if you use that energy as it's deteriorating, it's releasing energy and can get that energy to actually fluctuate a field, you could produce a current in like a coil or something. You see what I'm talking about?
Actually, I was thinking about if you can use solar cells to produce energy by normal light, why can't you use them to produce energy with radiation?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like taking an inert gas and let's say you had like an argon filled chamber plasma reactor and you had that surrounded. As that energy is releasing, it is energizing that energy. It's like, kind of like whenever you take your fluorescent light bulb and you bring it close to your Tesla coil. What's happening is all that energy from the field is causing those electrons inside there to start bashing into each other, and it creates a plasma reaction within that tube. You see where I'm coming from?
Excites the gas.
Yeah, excites the gas and you're getting an energy release. And if you do it right, you're getting an energy buildup.
And hey, I just said exciter, so Slayer exciter. I just wanted to say that anyway.
Yeah.
Go back a little.
Guys, do you know what other contaminations are in the copper apart from uranium? I mean, uranium might be one of them, but there might be other contaminations.
It could be all kinds of stuff. Heck, they could have just thrown something in there. It could have been more one than other when it comes to the material. Who knows what the actual the makeup of the metal.
Atomic structure?
No, the whatever. I can't think of the word.
Algorithm?
No. Metallurgy. The urgy.
Yeah.
The metallurgy of the actual metal, because that could be all the percentages of what makes up that particular piece of copper could be totally different. And see, that right there's tuning. It's like, I also wanted to say this, guys. My weird, I see Tesla coils everywhere. The top E string on a guitar.
Yeah.
Piano strings. Those are all Tesla coils, man. Those are all coils. Really tight wound, awesomely made coils.
Prime example.
Resonating structures.
Prime example
everything's a resonating structure. Everything from my coffee cup to this big blue capacitor that's sitting in front of me. Stylus.
Prime example.
Stylus from my mobile phone. Look.
Yeah.
Prime example in the difference of the metal is if you take an average stainless steel over here, really good, made in USA, high quality 440 stainless steel, and you match it up to like the cheapo version of stainless steel that you get from China. China will take all kinds of different metals and they will put the metals in there to make up, like, let's say, a stainless steel lamp. And inside that cheapo stainless steel, there might be aluminum inside there, you know, which makes that a little bit softer than the 440 stainless steel. And so as far as strength-wise, it's really not that good. But as far as being able to pick up radiant energy off of a Tesla coil, they gave us a gold mine when they gave us the junk stainless steel, because if you got aluminum, aluminum is a great pick. It picks up radiant energy awesome. That, most of the top loads are used, they use aluminum. If you take that and combine it with all the other metals that are crammed inside this cheapo stainless steel, you got one really awesome receiver of radiant energy. You see what I'm talking about?
Yep, I do. So, I'm going to do a test today. I've got these big, heaters they sell, these electric heaters, and basically when you tear them apart, the new ones now that are safe for pets, they put pets and kits on front of them. I got these big aluminum panels, you know, two of them, you know, they heat them up anyway. But I got these big, nice aluminum panels that are, they're all woven with aluminum inside. It's wild looking. But I'm going to put some of them out today and run some, I may put it up in a tree. I heard somebody put a big aluminum pyramid in a tree.
Yeah, it works.
Anyway, I may cut these up and make a big pyramid out of them now that you're talking. Well, I'm going to do them in flat sheets to start, and then we'll.
Well, that's how Tesla's radiant energy patent was, with a flat sheet. But I found that through my experiments that a pyramid, you know, we're back to geometrical shapes. Pyramids make an awesome antenna. Now the sphere, if you want to talk about a magnetic field, you can test this too. Get you some magnet paper and put it over any transformer that's running. You will see that literally creates a sphere around that entire field. I mean, it's a perfect sphere. And determining on the size of that field, that sphere will be determined on the size of energy input that you're putting in there. So you can literally make that field, you know, up and down in every direction. It's like a radio antenna, a walkie-talkie. If I'm standing over to the north and you're standing over to the south and somebody else is at the east and the west, and all of us are talking on our cell phones together, we have a sphere of energy around us. Determined on how powerful our signal is will be determined on, you know, how